Welcome to the fifth episode of our CICP 20th anniversary mini-series for our Ag Plus Bio Plus Science podcast. It's presented by Agrinovus Indiana and Inside Indiana Business. I'm Gary Dick, the host of Inside Indiana Business, also the host of this weekly podcast, where we have in-depth conversations with leaders, innovators, and entrepreneurs in Indiana's ag bioscience sector. It's the sector where food, agriculture, science, and technology all converge. This week, excited to sit down with Brian Stemme, the project director at BioCrossroads. And Brian, welcome to the podcast.
Oh, thanks, Gary. I appreciate it.
Again, this is the fifth installment of our CICP 20th anniversary mini-series. And Brian, you're the project director for BioCrossroads. Before we get into kind of the workings and inner workings of BioCrossroads, which is a fascinating initiative, start by a bit about your professional journey, how you got to where you are.
Sure. I moved to Indianapolis to attend Butler University, and after earning a degree in accounting, went on to work for Arthur Andersen and for Lilly. I went through the Stanley K. Lacey leadership series, early 2000s, and really felt inspired to try to do something to help the city. There was this new thing called the Central Indiana Life Sciences Initiative that had been formed, and having been at Lilly, it was natural for me to come in and try to be a volunteer, help them get moved. And that's kind of where I ended up starting.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in St. Louis and in Louisville.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever envision doing something like this as you were growing up or as you were getting to college and in those formative years?
I think that I've always been interested in public policy and just how the economy works. But I would say that I really was focused on business and accounting coming out of school. It's been a fantastic job, really the best one that I've had in my career, but certainly was not expected.
You know, BioCrossroads really is the first initiative to be formed from CICP. Tell us about kind of the history, the background of how BioCrossroads launched, really got its start.
Well, the Central Indiana Corporate Partnership did an asset mapping project in early 2000s. They looked at it and thought that life sciences was an opportunity to grow. The Human Genome Project had just been going on. There was a lot of activity. So they brought together stakeholders, and actually the founders in 2002 of what became BioCrossroads was the president of Indiana University, Purdue University, Indiana Health Industry Forum, the president of Central Indiana Corporate Partnership, and Mayor Peterson.
BioCrossroads has evolved a lot and matured since then. Talk about the initiative today and what it encompasses.
Sure. We really do three things. We connect, we invest, and we educate. By connecting, we worked with our stakeholders, corporations, state government, philanthropy, universities, and try to find opportunities where we can increase research capacity, try to create new opportunities in the region for talented individuals. By investing, we actually have run three seed funds where we make investments in early stage companies, and we helped form two fund of funds that made larger investments. And by educate, we have several events each year called Frameworks, where we do those at Butler University and at IBRI to help educate both in business and in scientific topics what's going on in the industry. Finally, on the educate side, we hold a yearly conference called the Indiana Life Sciences Summit, and that will bring together national and local experts to talk about the industry. And it's being held September 26th here at the Marriott North. I'm really excited about the set of speakers. We're going to be focusing on artificial intelligence.
Talk about what BioCrossroads has done to elevate the visibility, if you will, the prominence of the life sciences in Indiana. The assets here are enormous from the private sector side, academia. By all measures, this is a very robust life sciences industry, but maybe not a lot of folks outside of Indiana necessarily knew that.
We've really focused on three areas to get that done. The first is we do actively market the region through ads, through targeted marketing. We also have put together these large multi-partner partnerships, specifically the Indiana Biosciences Research Institute, 16 Tech, Indiana Health Information Exchange. All of those are initiatives where multiple stakeholders have come together around a shared goal, whether that's sharing health information with IHI or doing diabetes research through IBRI. So that is really things that have helped put us on the map. They've increased the region's capabilities and been an attraction tool also.
Talk about signature projects at BioCrossroads. What would you identify as some of those signature projects?
I would go back and say Indiana Biosciences Research Institute, IBRI, and 16 Tech have really been some of our strongest and largest initiatives. BioCrossroads was also a founder of Agrinovis, which has been a fantastic entity and is growing like crazy. Finally, I would say really our seed funds. Those are challenging to raise, but very important in an environment where we're still trying to get as many startups going as possible.
You mentioned 16 Tech, and certainly that is a very high profile. Many people view as a transformational project for Central Indiana and really the state. Talk about that project, the importance, in particular the importance of talent attraction and keeping talent here.
You know, I looked back at when BioCrossroads was formed in 2002, and one of the key goals for the entity was to help start a downtown-based community research area. And so looking now many years later to see 16 Tech formed and starting has been exciting. You know, it really is going to be an opportunity for both large companies and small companies to come together, cross industries. There's going to be maker space. There's going to be co-working space. Larger companies, as well as places like the Med School and IBRI, are going to be there. And I think that we're going to see that area transform. It's a fantastic area. It's near downtown. It's on the west side. It's got its challenges, but we think it's going to make a big difference, and it's going to bring a lot of people together. We're already seeing entities that are interested in coming in, and we're already getting a lot of calls about individuals who may be changing careers or maybe thinking about new things, who are asking us about, is there office space available? Mm-hmm. Is there co-working space available? So we really think it's going to make a difference on talent attraction.
Why is 16 Tech, in your view, important from a competitive standpoint? As you look at this region competing with other high-profile regions around the country who maybe have these types of assets and attractions, why is it important from a competitive standpoint?
Well, I think that having a placemaking initiative is really important. Several other cities have done that, but I think what makes ours unique is that it's really being driven by the private sector. You know, the state government and the city government have been very important partners, but having the partnership with industry driving that so there is increased investment without just relying on the government is fantastic, because that's going to be able to help it last long term.
BioCrossroads recently appointed Patty Martin as the new CEO of the organization. Brian, in your view, what makes Patty the right fit, the right person for the team? And what are a few of the things that we can expect to see from her from a leadership standpoint?
Well, I had the opportunity to work with Patty when I was at Lilly, and she is, first of all, very smart. She had roles in alliance management, finance, product development on the diabetes team. She's very well respected within Lilly and very well respected in the business community through some civic leadership roles that she had. So not only is she smart, but she's very engaged. She's going to be very active. She's going to be very collaborative and transparent. And I think that we're going to really see her evolve and really just take this organization to a new level.
One thing I wanted to touch on, too, to give people an idea from a competitive standpoint, we were talking about BioCrossroads and the life sciences. That is such a competitive area. I mean, so many regions and cities all over the United States are really going after these same kind of investment. Talk about how competitive it is out there.
It really is. I think the one of the advantages that Indianapolis and Central Indiana, and frankly the whole state of Indiana, have is that we have quite a bit of it already. Mm-hmm. Life sciences is very expensive, requires very specific types of talent, takes a long time to show progress. And so I think that Indianapolis having those assets, having a history of research and development and life sciences manufacturing, gives us an advantage. But certainly there are places like Salt Lake City, there are newcomers like Nashville who are also trying to do things in this area. Right now, Central Indiana has got a competitive advantage, but we have to keep doing things like 16 Tech, like IBRI, so that we can continue to attract that talent town, keep it here in some cases, and find it other places in other cases.
Brian, I think collaboration is a hallmark of CICP. I think is a hallmark of Indianapolis and Indiana, folks coming together to get things done. As you look at that whole collaboration space and cross-sector or multidisciplinary collaboration, what do you see as maybe some opportunities among CICP initiatives for collaboration across sectors? I know you mentioned the Ag Biosciences and Agrinovis and BioCross, which is a natural.
Yeah, actually, Agrinovis, I think, is one of the best opportunities between the opportunities for BioCrossroads and TechPoint to work with Agrinovis and entrepreneurial support in early stage investing from the BioCrossroads side, from talent attraction and some of the other things going on at TechPoint. I think those programs and the three of those entities working together is really going to make a big difference. The other area that really jumps out at me is talent attraction. I think that you're going to continue to see the sector initiatives working with Ascend to help develop programs, to help find the right people to get here. And I think that together, you're going to be very effective.
Brian Stimme is the project director at BioCrossroads. Brian, thanks for your insights. Thanks for your leadership as well, and for joining us on this week's podcast.
I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
All right. That's Brian Stimme, the project director at BioCrossroads, giving us some great insights into Indiana's life sciences sector. And thank you as well for joining us on this latest edition of the Ag Plus Bio Plus Science podcast. It is a weekly production partnership between Agrinovis Indiana and Inside Indiana Business. And keep up to date with Agrinovis by following them on Twitter, also on Instagram at AgrinovisIN, and you can also find them on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube. Thanks for joining us. I'm Gary Dick. We'll see you next time.
This podcast is a product of Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Gary Dick, produced by Libby Fritz and Joe Ullery, and was recorded on location at Launch Fishers. More people get Indiana business news from Inside Indiana Business than any other source.